Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Gamer Rage Podcast. I'm Jeffrey, I'm followed with my co-host Tanner and our special guest Colleen, who you might know from twitch.tv as Captain X Val. Last week on the podcast, we were talking about our expectations for the E3 event for 2021, and as of right now, everything has been said and done, and we have gotten to see the results of everything we thought. I just want your guys' general opinions. Colleen, you're new to the show. What did you think of what you saw from E3?
I only saw parts of it, but from what I've seen, there was some happiness and there was some disappointments as well, which was kind of upsetting. But at least we got Breath of the Wild 2. We got finally an official, date and a... Oh my god, I'm blanking. We got the video, we got like an official footage of it, which is so exciting.
Okay, so last week I talked about what I expected from Xbox, because like I said, the Xbox fanboy I am, I was excited for Phil Spencer to come up to stage and just drop as much Halo Infinite news as possible. Phil Spencer didn't show up, but that's okay because we got tons of Halo Infinite news, a little bit more campaign cinematics, which look so crispy now, like so much better than what we saw last year for the Xbox Game Showcase. And then the multiplayer reveal looks fantastic. I could not be more excited for this game to come out. And I also mentioned Forza. Now, we didn't see anything for a mainline Forza game, the Forza Motorsport series, but the final trailer that Xbox showed was what looked to be a racing game, and I thought, okay, it's probably just the Crew 2, right? Because I was expecting a mainline Forza game, since they usually do a Forza Horizon, then they'll do a Forza Motorsport, and then back to a Forza Horizon. And then the Forza Horizon 5 logo showed up, and I jumped out of my seat, I swear to God. So I'm pretty happy with what I saw from Xbox. Then with Nintendo, we saw Breath of the Wild 2. This was going to be a make it or break it deal for me for if I was to buy a Switch. And I was kind of hoping to see a Switch Pro or an upgraded Switch, as well as I was really hoping for Mario Kart 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen.
Man.
It's all about cars.
But the Metroid Dread game looks great. That looks sick. So I'm still kind of on the edge. If I want to buy a Switch, I might wait a little bit until some other stuff gets announced. But I'm decently happy with what I was expecting and with what I saw.
I will say I am probably a fake gamer. I know I said last week I was so excited for E3 and it's all I could think about. And then I didn't watch any of the presentation except for Nintendo's.
Same.
I only wanted the highlights of Nintendo's. Like, yeah. I knew there was going to be so much announced. I made the prediction last week that there was going to be Resident Evil 8 DLC because that was just obvious. They announced it, but they didn't have any footage. That's fine. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. Nintendo's all I care about. And so Tanner and I watched it together, right? We sat down, we watched the direct, the presentation, and I got so excited with Metroid Dread. I loved the 2D Metroid games when I was a kid. I had Metroid Fusion on the Game Boy Advance, and it's probably like one of my most played games.
Wow.
A new Mario Party got announced, and Tanner, I couldn't contain
quote
my excitement.
Quote unquote new, it's remastered from the GameCube game, right?
The N64, and honestly, that makes me even more excited than a new game. Because the new Mario Parties suck. They're so PC. Ugh. They're so friendly. I want Spite.
Yeah,
I was playing with my sister when she was here, like just visiting, and she won by like an 8-star lead because of chance time, and she stole all of my stars. And I was miserable, but I was so happy for her at the same time. New Mario Party, you like take a step, and they're like, all right, here's a star. You did so good. Like, no, don't be nice to me.
Yeah, no, you know what? That was the thing about... That was the fun part about Mario Kart and about Mario Party, is that it was like Monopoly, where you, in the end, everyone hates each other and everyone's raging. And that was like the best part of Mario Party, and it, like you said, became so PC. It's become so buffered now that it's not the same game like it was on the N64. Like, oh my gosh, Mario Party 2 and Mario Party 3, I've clocked in a very embarrassing amount of hours into those games. And what they are now is just, in my opinion, it's not that great. It's something I avoid completely.
Yeah, I fully understand that. What else did Nintendo announce?
They announced, WarioWare. That's another big one.
WarioWare! Yes. Minigames to video games.
As well as Danganronpa, twice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't care.
Okay, so they started off the Direct with the Smash Bros. Reveal.
Yep.
And I have never seen Twitter so quiet during a Nintendo reveal. No, like, the internet broke when Minecraft Steve was announced as a character.
Yep.
Same thing happened with Sephiroth. And then for this reveal for Kazuya from Tekken, the people who play Tekken were like, yo, that's really cool. That's awesome. Anyone who's never played a Tekken game, myself included, was just like, who is this guy?
Me too. Why is he putting all these bodies off the cliff?
It's like,
exactly.
It's like the deal with the Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah.
I swear, half the roster is Fire Emblem.
I think the running joke online was like, oh, here we go, another Fire Emblem character.
Look,
but we didn't get it.
They suck at selecting Fire Emblem characters because, from an outside perspective, it probably just looks like a bunch of anime protagonists who carry swords, but that's not what Fire Emblem is, and it's so frustrating.
Yeah, that's as somebody who hasn't played any Fire Emblem, which I'm meaning to one day get into Fire Emblem. I know it's incredible. It's a fantastic series. It just seems like everyone's kind of the same. So, but I'm sure as a fan, you're like, this is awesome.
It is. I get so excited every time there's a new character revealed.
Yeah.
I want to fast forward to the end of the presentation. When Tanner and I were watching it together, I know that I was very excited from about partway through the beginning when they announced Mario Party, then Metroid Dread.
So good.
All the way up to the end when I am forgetting his name. I think it's Aonuma, who works on the Legend of Zelda game. He came out on stage and he was wearing that awesome Zelda shirt and I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And he made sure to drop the bombshell first that they're not working on any new games for the 35th anniversary of Zelda. And I got really upset at that because we managed to get the Mario collection just like 6 months ago.
Yep.
For that 35th anniversary. But like Zelda fans, you know, Zelda fans got
a
stupid
game
little
and watch.
Game and Watch.
My God.
I was so mad, it almost ruined the rest of the Direct, which was literally just Breath of the Wild 2. They were just like, all right, you know what? We made you mad. Here's Breath of the Wild 2 news. All right, we're out. Bye. I wanted to scream.
And, you know, we knew they were going to put Breath of the Wild 2 at the very, very end. Ugh.
Clever tactic. Heart. But still.
Yes.
Hey, these fans want new Zelda. Yo, let's give them a Game & Watch.
And only for the NES games. Like, the games that you can play on any device at any given time, they're going to sell you this dinky little handheld that's probably going to retail for like $50, $60. It's going to sell out in a minute.
It's a collector's item.
Hate it. Nintendo, give me my Majora's Mask remake.
My gosh, a third remake. Well, I guess a second remake, technically. You know what I was actually kind of irked and annoyed with is they remade or they're remaking Skyway Sword. They're, I guess, updating all the graphics and stuff to bring it onto the Switch, right?
Yeah.
That was okay. As a diehard Zelda fan, like beyond normal fan, I could not finish that game. That was the only Zelda game I like did not care for, unfortunately. I don't know if it was because the Wii U system was just not it. It was a terrible system in my opinion. If the controls were horrible to use, I don't know what it was, or maybe it was because the storyline was so redundant and so much I could say about that freaking game. I can go on, but I was pretty upset that they remade that one, like one of the most recent Zelda games, instead of like Twilight Princess, you know, or Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask, like you said, or even Wind Waker. They've already sort of remastered Wind Waker.
They could have just ported it over. It would have been so much less work.
Exactly. It's just 10 times the game Skyward Sword. Like going from Skyward Sword to Breath of the Wild, it's like, it's beyond night and day. Like, it's universes different. And that's, I think, why people obviously fell so hard. There's so many wonderful reasons why Breath of the Wild is such an amazing, amazing masterpiece. But, man, Skyway Sword, why? Why remake Skyway Sword of all the Zelda games? Like,
that leads me to ask, what was your biggest disappointment from E3 this year?
Well, as like I said, diehard Zelda fan, I only wanted Zelda, so I was okay. But I will say, okay, so a part of me would really like a new Switch, and that was something I was also kind of keeping my ear out for. I don't know if I would actually purchase a newer Switch personally, just because they are pretty expensive, and they are quite fantastic as they are now, in my opinion. I get it, yeah, graphics kind of drop here and there for really heavy graphic-loaded games, I guess you could say. I think my biggest was, I was kind of expecting, okay, to hear about Animal Crossing, maybe something about Monster Hunter, which we did, hearing about a new Switch, but I think deep down, I don't want another Switch just yet, personally.
Okay.
So I guess to answer your question, I wasn't really disappointed majorly. I just, you know, as Nintendo fans, you just understand that there's going to be a disappointment no matter what.
Oh, always. It comes with the territory.
It does. It's so unfortunate. And of course, we're selling Tanner so hard on getting a Switch right now, more than ever.
Yeah, we're so happy.
I guess I wasn't fully disappointed, but I wasn't fully, I don't know, enthused. I wasn't excited. It was just, okay, we finally got Breath of the Wild 2. We finally have an official trailer. And that's about it. Oh, and Metroid. Oh my gosh. Anything with Metroid is, anything Metroid is fantastic.
What about you, Tanner? What was the biggest disappointment?
So, what I wanted to see, I saw other than Mario Kart 9. So, the disappointment for me came from spending time and watching the conferences. For the conferences I didn't really care about, like Ubisoft. Right. I went into these other conferences just being like, hey, surprise me kind of thing. But Ubisoft, you know what Ubisoft showed off?
New Mario.
New Mario and Rabbit.
Yeah, which I'm not okay with.
And Avatar. That was it. For an hour.
Look, they've been working on this Avatar game since the movie came out, and they're like, guys, we finally got it.
No kidding.
Oh, wait, we're talking about like the blue Avatar people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God. That's, who cares?
No one.
No one.
And then everything else Ubisoft showed off was like DLC to Rainbow Six or something.
Oh, that's so disappointing. Oh, I had no idea that Ubisoft just only did that.
Yeah, they stunk.
Wow.
I am just so disappointed with the Smash reveal, and that's just me because I build up my own hype thinking like this will be the time we get Sora or Crash Bandicoot or you know anything that I've been dreaming about since I was a kid, but instead we just get generic fighting characters 6. All right, well, I think that just about does it for this episode of Gamer Rage. As always, thank you for listening.
But before we leave, I have one proposition. Who's all in favor to have Dr. Eggman in Smash?
Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
Before we go, I want to give a huge shout out to Colleen for being on the show. Colleen, please plug your channel, tell everyone where they can find you and what you're going to be doing next.
Awesome. So again, my name is Captain X Val on Twitch, twitch.tv, and I stream a variety of games, mostly Switch right now, PC games as well. So I'm a variety streamer, and we're here just for good times and to chill out and hang out together.
Perfect. Well, that's going to do it for us, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.